We welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles wide receiver Shea Ejiratutu, who joined the team a few weeks ago. Welcome to Philadelphia. He's not only at Philadelphia to play great football for the Eagles, he is, as I've done the intel, described as the champion of FIFA online games. Now, I believe that it was described to me that you cannot be beaten in FIFA. Would you agree with that?
That's agreeable.
Yeah?
I agree with that, yeah.
You're a video game master, sports video game master.
FIFA doesn't leave my system, so
is that right?
That's the only thing I play.
Good man. All right, let's talk about football here and why you picked Philadelphia and how you see yourself fitting in.
Picked Philadelphia because of the people here. I really believe in what Coach Chip Kelly has going on here. Also, one of my best friends is here, Ryan Matthews, and I just felt like this is a good place to be.
Yeah, Shea, your career, look, not everybody's going to start and play every minute and every snap at wide receiver. To excel in the NFL, you got to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you've excelled at is special teams. Why has it been so good for you?
It's been good. It's just ever since, I think, my fourth year, it was kind of a make-or-break year, and going to being in San Diego, they had the three guys, and I wanted to be that fourth guy, and I just pushed and did everything I could in special teams, and I kind of made a knack for myself, and it's been helping. It's took me throughout my career, and being here in Philadelphia, they were number one special teams unit last year, and that's just, you want to be on that unit, and the way the coach and all the players approach special teams, you can't want but be a part of it.
Is it a mental thing, do you think, with a lot of players, the want to go out and be dominant on special teams?
Yeah, it's a desire. It's just the heart of it's just the heart, and it's the attitude of each individual play of beating the man in front of you to help your team with field position or to help your team make tackles or whatever the case may be. It's that third phase, and that third phase is very important.
People around the league talk about what's happening in Philadelphia. Have you gotten that sense since Chip's been here?
Yeah, everyone texts me, what's going on in Philadelphia? Yeah. What's this? What's that? And it's a lot different than years past, but it's a good feeling, and knowing there's no reason, leave no doubt in my mind, like, why people talk about that.
How would you describe, for the fans who don't come in here and work, how would you describe kind of the ambiance of the building, the mood of the building, what's happening in the locker room?
It's an upbeat feeling. We compete day in and day out. And we just work hard. And it's just working hard with guys next to you and just trying to make something special here.
Yeah.
Really.
What do you see offensively? I mean, I know it's very early, the way they practice, your opportunities that you're going to have to catch a lot of footballs this year.
Offensively, my head's spinning. The offense is definitely different. X's and O's are always the same, but it's different names, formation calls, running play every 17 seconds. All that stuff is just, it's great, but it's just a little different. But I'm embracing the challenge, and I just want to get better and pick it up as like it's second nature and go from there.
You've had some great times in San Diego, special teams, most valuable player, great respect in the locker room, in the community. Was it tough for you to leave San Diego?
It was tough, but then again, it was tough just because that's where I was there. I was there for 4 years. Had a lot of guys, loved the guys, played with them, had great times, great moments. But at the end of the day, it was just a business decision to come out here and really start something new and be a part of something great, special.
Now Shea and Ryan Matthews played together at Fresno State. Lived together during the combine, their preparation for the combine, room together, I assume, every now and then on the road.
Room together,
We will get into who's the clean roommate, who's not the clean roommate. But how important was it for you to reunite with Ryan? Did he help you come to Philadelphia, recruit you a little bit?
Yeah, he told me, come here. Like, come here, it's a no-brainer. Like, come here and let's do something special here. We've been teammates, as you said, since Fresno State, San Diego. More so now, we've been, like, it's really hard for certain guys to say for the past 7 years, I've been a teammate with this guy, or I've gone to work and work out and run and actually play and win games and just gel with someone like him and I have. And something special. I look at him, I'm like, he's my little brother by, 4 months. But love the guy, love him to death, and, I just, doing something here is good. From the West Coast to the East Coast, and that's good.
Do you compete in non-football things? I know the video games.
Nah, he doesn't really play the FIFA, but
he said
he's
he
not that
the
good.
Sports
yeah,
video.
He's not that good.
What can he beat you in?
Okay.
Ping pong, pool.
Nah, he can't beat me in pool.
Okay.
I don't know. We compete, but we lift each other up. We're each other's toughest critics. And, you know, we're in tune with each other.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I know it's early and we've got a long way to go, but it's going to be a fun summer and a fun season.
I appreciate
that. Shea E. Ajiratutu, Philadelphia Eagle, in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.